HarperCollins presents Home Fires by Elizabeth Day, read by Lucy Scott. Prologue. The water is closing in. Her limbs are heavy, waterlogged like wool left to soak. Slipping, sliding, she feels herself go. She smiles. Nothing to stop her from falling. Not now. Not anymore. Part 1. Elsa, 1920. They have come to see the marching men. She is holding her mother's hand, her fingers clasped around the familiar firmness of palm, knuckle, skin. She clings to it tightly. Her mother has told her that she must not, for any reason, let go in case they lose each other in the crowd. On either side of her, people jostle for space. She can hear the swish of ladies' dresses, the dry coughs and the small exhalations. All around, there are legs and waists and shoes. She fixes her gaze on the back of a pale blue skirt directly in front of her. The heavy material gathered up in an old-fashioned bustle that sticks out as if it is a face, as though the skirt is talking to her. If she cranes her head round, still holding on to her mother's hand, she can just about make out the street, appearing here and there in between the gaps left by shifting adult limbs. She wishes she could see better. She is always wishing for more than she has. When her father came back from the war, it was one of the first things he noticed about her. That she was too impatient, that she should be quiet and meek, and talk only when spoken to. "Bite your tongue, child," he would say, even though he had been away for years and was a stranger to her. She stares through the crowd, trying to focus on the procession. Her mother has told her this is a solemn occasion. Solemn. She likes the sound of the word, dense and slippery on the tongue. There is a quick movement to one side of the blue skirt, a shifting swirl of something that Elsa takes seconds to make out. Squinting hard, she sees it is the brown-beige lacquer of a horse's hoof. From her vantage point, she can make out the silvery glimmer of its shoe, a crescent shape nailed neatly into the curve of its foot. The horse walks forward. The road is coated with sand, and when the horse's hoof makes contact with the ground, it thuds gently, the impact blotted by the granular surface. The pale blue skirt with the bustle moves to one side, so that Elsa now has an uninterrupted view of a broad sweep of street. A black gun carriage, pulled by six dark horses, draws in front of her. One of the horses is more jittery than the others, bucking its head against the bridle, nostrils flaring and shriveling as it walks past. The crowd is quiet, and then there is a rustling, and when Elsa looks up she realizes that it is the noise of everyone simultaneously removing their hats. Behind the horse-drawn carriage, several hundred men are marching. Their feet thump with simultaneous regularity on the ground, and behind that noise there is another, less definable sound of the clatter and jangle of metal. Thump clatter, thump clatter. As they pass, she sees the colour of their uniforms changing, like a spreading bruise, blue into green, into gunmetal grey, the shade of a thundercloud. The silence of the crowd presses down on her. She turns back, tilting up her head to reassure herself her mother is still there. When she sees her, Elsa notices that her mother's eyes are glinting, that the tip of her nose has reddened. She is still holding Elsa's hand, but her fingers have loosened. She seems distant, swallowed up by the men and women to her left and right, as if she is no longer Elsa's mother, but simply a person among many others.
"Mama,"
Elsa whispers. Her mother bends down, leaning on the handle of her umbrella, bringing her lips level to Elsa's ears.
"Yes,"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?